AP News, I'm Mike Kempin. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on a 4.3 magnitude earthquake in California.
A 4.3 magnitude earthquake jolts the San Francisco Bay Area in the early hours Monday. The U.S. Geological Survey reporting it was centered just east-southeast of Berkeley, hitting around 3 a.m. Meteorologist Brian Murdoch with the National Weather Service in California.
There's definitely something that locals felt. We even had some of our storm spotters call in to report it. But yeah, as far as earthquakes go, this is kind of the ones where people feel them, but there's not a whole lot of impacts to them.
He says those impacts may include
stuff that's loose on your shelves might fall over. Things might roll around in your living room. But yeah, as far as the strength on this one goes, not very hazardous whatsoever.
San Francisco's mayor posting on social media, the city was assessing any impact. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is planning a news conference later today to reveal new findings on the cause of autism.
You'll see what it is tomorrow. We have various things, but you'll see what it is tomorrow. I think it's going to be a very important news conference. And we want things to take effect immediately. You know, if there's a question, even if there's a question, you just do it, right? But great research has been done.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised that his agency would determine the cause of autism by this month. A man representing himself in federal court after being charged with trying to assassinate President Trump last year is set to present his defense. Ryan Ruth is set to call just three witnesses today. Seasoned prosecutors with the U.S. Attorney's Office spent 7 days questioning 38 witnesses. A man charged in a fatal shooting at a New Hampshire country club also makes his initial court appearance today. This is AP News. The northern Philippines is experiencing high winds as a super typhoon blows by. AP correspondent Charles D. Ledesma reports.
Thousands of people have been evacuated from northern Philippine villages, and schools and offices are closed in the archipelago and neighboring Taiwan as one of the strongest typhoons this year threatens to cause flooding and landslides on its way to southeastern China. Philippine forecasters say Super Typhoon Ragasa has sustained winds of 134 mph and higher gusts on Monday and is centered east of the island town of Calayan. Much of the power has been knocked out there and in the entire northern mountain province of Apayao, west of Cagayan province. Disaster response officials say there have been no immediate reports of casualties or further damage from Ragasa, which is locally called Nando. I'm Charles Diladesma.
For more information, visit apnews.com. I'm Mike Kempin, AP News.